All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it appears that we are ready for a standoff, as the New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has let it be known that he's prepared to hold out if he does not get a new contract. Now, Beckham is set to earn $8.5 million for the upcoming season, which is the final year of his rookie contract. Now, in 4 years with the Giants, Beckham has 313 receptions for 4,424 yards, along with 38 touchdowns. Now, he hands down is one of the most explosive players in the National Football League. Now, Beckham deserves to be one of the highest paid players for what he is able to do on the field. However, some of his antics that have been on the field and some of the stuff that is coming up off of the field are raising a lot of eyebrows, and you have to wonder if the Giants are going to open up the bank. Now, he was suspended for one game back in 2015 following an altercation with then Carolina Panthers cornerback Josh Norman. You go back to the 2016 season where the Giants had just clinched their first playoff berth in 5 years, and instead of being with the team preparing for the upcoming playoff game versus the Green Bay Packers, Beckham and the rest of the wide receiver core went down to Miami for some fun in the sun. And we saw the results of that, as that team, especially the wide receivers, really did not come to play in that contest. Now, Beckham only played in 4 games last year for the Giants, as he was dealing with leg injuries. And of course, his season was cut short. But you look at Beckham, he really does not have a lot of leverage right now. I understand that he is a very talented player, but the Giants have a new general manager in Dave Gettleman, and they have a new head coach in Pat Shurmur. And for Giant co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch, at some point they're going to get tired with all of the off-the-field distractions with Odell Beckham. And you have to ask yourself, is he worth it? And it's getting to the point that if you're Mara and Tisch, you really have to question that right now. Dave Gettleman, the Giants' new general manager, is a no-nonsense guy, plain and simple. He had no problem showing Steve Smith the door in Carolina, and by far this was a Panthers' best wide receiver in franchise history. And you're looking, if you're Beckham, you look at it like this: the Giants haven't won a lot with you, so you're expendable. At the same time, you're coming off of an injury-filled season, okay? So you really don't have a lot of leverage. And on top of that, the icing on the cake is that you've got to go prove yourself to a new head coach and a new general manager. Now, the Giants hold all of the cards in this because they could trade him. You hear the reports that the Los Angeles Rams have shown interest in Beckham. And I guarantee you, if the Giants do actually decide to trade Beckham, they're going to get at least 2 first-round picks. And I'm not saying they're going to get 3 first-round picks, but I mean at least 2 first-round picks. And potentially maybe a lower pick in one of the upcoming drafts, whether it be for this year or for 2019. You also look at the fact that the Giants can say, hey, you know what? You're making $8.5 million this year. You play out your deal. We can talk about it in the offseason next year. Because why? The Giants still have the opportunity to place the dreaded franchise tag on Odell Beckham. Now, Odell has plenty of endorsement deals that he's getting off of the field for what he's able to do. However, that endorsement money really isn't going to be there if you're holding out. So the onus is on Odell Beckham to go out there and get it done. Why? Because typically in what we've seen, when players hold out in the National Football League. They don't get the money that they want. The teams have all of the leverage. So basically, you're hurting yourself because you're going to come back and you're not going to get the money that you are seeking. Now, the best advice for Beckham, straighten up, fly right, and do what you have to do. Because if this was a situation where Odell didn't have the off-the-field antics, you know, this would probably be a no-brainer slam dunk as far as the Giants taking care of his contract. But the bottom line is he is not holding up his end of the deal. And if Odell is acting like this on a rookie deal, what do you think is going to happen when the Giants actually, or if they actually open up the vault to pay him? Now, teams in the National Football League win with character guys. Odell Beckham is showing time and time again that he is not a character guy. Yes, he's going to sell tickets. Yes, he's going to sell posters and jerseys for what he is able to do on the field. But if you are the Giants organization, four Super Bowl championships along with four NFL championships, you don't win with these guys. I know in the past, the Giants won two championships with Lawrence Taylor. We saw all of his, you know, off the field issues. And for Lawrence Taylor's sake, he played in an era where we didn't have to worry about social media. So who knows how much stuff that he did. The Giants are able to get away with it, number one, because LT had superior ability as a pass rusher. And they also had a veteran presence in that locker room on both sides of the ball. Right now, you don't have any of that with Odell Beckham. So this guy right here, you know, he's walking that fine razor's edge. And at this point, if he keeps it up, the Giants, I really think that they will ship him out of town if he doesn't get it going. And make no mistake about it, if the Giants do decide to move on from Beckham, that means that he still cannot have a very productive career. We saw it before. Buddy Ryan gave Chris Carter chance after chance after chance with the Philadelphia Eagles. Chris Carter didn't take it serious. Buddy Ryan cut him. And then, you know, Carter was picked up by the Minnesota Vikings, and the rest is history. But it's time for Beckham to get a wake-up call. Nobody else within the Giants can do it. And John Mara has spoken to him. Other teammates have spoken to him as well. It's time for OBJ to look into the mirror and ask himself, what does he want to do? And if he doesn't want to straighten up and fly right, the Giants will have no problem showing him the door sooner rather than later. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. And if you missed the excitement in 2017, the Cyclone season will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.